24th of April 2019, Wednesday of the octave of Easter.
Acts 3:1-10. Peter and John were going to the temple for the prayers at the ninth hour. There was a man being carried along. He was a cripple from birth, and they used to put him down every day near the temple entrance, called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could beg from the people going in. When this man saw Peter and John on their way into the temple, he begged for them. Peter and John too looked straight at him and said, "Look at us." He turned to them, expectantly hoping to get something from them. But Peter said, "I have neither silver nor gold, but I will give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." Then he took him by the right hand and helped him to stand up. Instantly his feet and ankles became firm. He jumped up, stood, and began to walk. And he went with them into the temple, walking and jumping and praising God. Everyone could see him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as a man who used to sit begging at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. They were all astonished and perplexed at what had happened to him. "Neither have gold or silver, but what I have I will give you." The wonderful healing of this poor crippled man is also a message for us, how we can deal with poor people, which are always laid to our heart in a special way from the Lord. It needs not always to give money in all situations. And not everybody is able to say a word like Peter to the crippled one, "Stand up." But what we always can give is our smile, our turning to the people, our prayer. I remember that I had been in India, and before the entrance of the church of the Apostle Thomas, there were a lot of beggars. Besides this, that I have no private money, it would not have been possible for me to give all anything. Maybe that would be a problem for them. What is to do? I noticed a tendency in myself to go in the church and not to be seen by the beggars. But this could be not a solution. Peter showed us another way. "Look at us." That means not to avoid the situation, but to prove inside, "What I have, I can give to you." So what we can give in such a situation? Maybe it's only a friendly word, an encouraging word. It's good also to ask the Holy Spirit concretely in the situation, the spirit of advice, and he will give us a proposition. But if we say, "Look at us," then we have a kind of contact and do not just passing by. For Peter it was another mission too. He should give a clear sign that the Lord was working, which will give confirmation for his mission. And it happened, what should normally happen after miracles, that those who are seeing this, praising the Lord. So the mission of the Lord is going on. The apostles could do miracles, could perform miracles in his name. And they have the task to do it, and also to confess it, that it was the Lord. And this is very important, because human beings have the inclination more to accept this, what they can see. Easily can happen that now the apostles in the middle point or other people were coming later doing miracles, and people are only concentrated to them. Maybe remember an example of Apostle Paulus, who had been at an island and he was beaten, and a snake came. He did not die, and the inhabitants of this island wanted to look for him as a god. It should be not like this. The name of the Lord should be praised. people should experience that the Lord are looking for them. And that's not like something more, that people are ready to be loved by Him and answer with their love, because then the sense of our being is fulfilled, to live in the unity with the Lord. All other things are coming out of this. So we can take on this wonderful day of the octave of Easter, what I have, I give to you. This is not only for the poor people in material sense, no, for all human beings, because all of them in any way are in need of something. What can we give to them? How can we serve? What did the Lord trust us for human beings? Everybody can give something, and if he has only one talent, and if we have the impression we have nothing, then we give God the nothing, and God will make something out of it. To glorify the Lord and to serve human beings, this is what the apostle did. We should imitate them, everybody on the way he is called.
The communion verse which we listen today says, "Since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him."
Cantate Domino canticum novum. Cantate Domino omnis terrae.